Hello, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan or Alana, and you guys should feel honored. I turned off my consistent stream of Tate McRae for you so I can record and talk to you and share how you too can reinvent yourself this fall and all about my new 75 Hot. We're all about feeling our happiest, hottest, healthiest, most confident selves this fall. And if you've been following me on Instagram and TikTok, then you would know, hopefully, about my 30 Days to Your Hottest Self series. And this is a continuation on that and everything I have been doing and am continuing to do to feel like my hottest, happiest, and healthiest self and to just reinvent who I am. We're doing a little rebrand, a little refresh of our own selves this fall. And I thought I'd share with you everything I'm doing to make that possible. But before we get into the bulk of the episode, you know I have to give the life updates, you know I have to go through my current faves, and then we'll get into the thick of it. Hot Girl Sweat times ARC Active Remedy Club tickets are live. They're $35 plus fees. You're gonna get goodies for Formula Fig, above alcohol free drinks, Essentia water. It's a free flow. There's gonna be a live DJ. We're going to be just chilling. It's from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. We're ditching the bars and doing a little self-care ritual on a Friday night. I think it will be super fun. I know the title is Hot Girl Sweat, but if you want to bring your boyfriends, if you are a guy who is listening to this podcast and wants to come, you can totally come. It is predominantly female, but men are welcome. Just super chill vibes. If you're scared of the ice baths, you don't have to go in, but you can. There'll be a guide there to guide you through it, but it'll be super chill. You can just hang in the sauna, hang in the common area, go into the ice baths, enjoy an alcohol-free cocktail, mocktail situation, just good chill vibes. And it's a great place to meet people, and all proceeds are going to MS Canada, a special charity close and dear to my heart. So lots of fun things happening. That's taking place September 27th at 9 p.m. It's in Liberty Village. For any of my Toronto GTA listeners, it will be linked in the show notes. Nonetheless, I have been trying to figure out a Halloween costume because I never know what I want to be anymore. And if I want anything cute, I have to figure this out starting now. I know it's like mid-September. I guess it's like end of September now. So like Halloween isn't a month, guys. Oh, my voice just cracked. But anyways, Halloween isn't a month and all I can think of is being Tate McRae. I literally don't know what else to be. I definitely have a girl crush on this person at this point. But I don't know what else to be. So if you have any suggestions for something cute, sexy, but not like, I don't want to be like slutty by any means, but something like fun and unique and creative, I'm probably going to need more than one costume. I think I have more than one Halloween plan on TBD, but feel free to DM me any concepts, ideas. Maybe we can chat about this in my broadcast channel on Instagram at Alana Bloomberg is my Instagram. Maybe we can discuss there and start a thread and give each other all inspo on there. Back to school used to be my favorite time of year. I loved getting my new school supplies, my timetable, stocking up on my fave gum Excel, and getting my playlist to set the vibes. Excel, Canada's number one gum brand, has launched a back to school album on Spotify, including ASMR and Beats Fusion to help students confidently head back to school. Head into the school year confidently by streaming the Back to School album on Spotify. A dollar from each stream will be donated to Pathways to Education, a national charity helping students in low-income communities overcome barriers to education. Thank you, Excel Gum, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. Current faves. I have been loving doing homey things. I don't know what else to call it, but like taking care of my space, cooking meals at home, lighting candles, taking it easy, slowing it down, hanging out at home more, which I feel like in the summer I was just go, 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 and I'm still having fun going out and being social and going for dinner with friends and going bar hopping and whatnot. But I really have been loving just like taking care of myself and my space lately, and it's just been a vibe. I've also been obsessed with Tell Me Lies. Funny story about Tell Me Lies. I watched season one when it came out, whenever it was, 2 years ago, a year ago, 2 years ago. And then when I was sick or something, I don't know when it was earlier this year, I had totally forgot that I had watched the show, and I can't be the first person to have ever done this. I feel like one of you guys has had to have done that. But I totally forgot that I had watched the show, and I remember coming across it on Disney or Hulu, whatever it's on, and being like, oh, this show, I haven't watched it yet. This seems really interesting. I should watch this. And I start watching it, and I'm like, oh, I've already seen this, but so good. Been watching season two. So good. I feel like it's such a realistic depiction of university friendships and relationships and hookup culture, and it does not romanticize or make a toxic relationship seem inviting or attractive. I think it really shows the narrative of what it is and what it can do to you, and I just love it. I love all the intricacies of the series, and I want to read the books now. Also been into run clubs. Been going to a lot of run club events. I went to Emily's last weekend. I think I'm going to do Girls in the Six. I think that's what it's called tomorrow. I'm recording this on a Thursday. They run Friday mornings. But I've just been having fun going to run clubs and meeting people. And honestly, running with other people has always intimidated and scared me because I just felt like I wasn't a good runner and I didn't want to run with people despite doing races and having run a half marathon. I know what you're thinking. Alana, you're crazy. But I just like always got like anxiety surrounding it and like imposter syndrome. But running with other people, whether it's going to run club or just another friend or a few friends, whatever it is, has honestly been really fun. And it's made me re-love running because I always trained by myself. It was more daunting that way versus when you go and run with other people. One, I'm not stopping as much because I'm like running with another person. Two, it goes by so much faster because we're usually talking, we're running at a more conversational pace. But it's just, I don't know, I really like the concept of run clubs and I understand why so many people go to them. So I definitely want to go to more. Solo coffee dates post Pilates. Whenever I do reformer Pilates, I usually take myself for a little solo coffee date and I grab a little coffee and a chocolate croissant and it's just so nice. And I read my book and I sit on the patio and I'm going to be so sad when I can't do that anymore because we live in Toronto, Canada and it's going to get cold. But it's just been like so lovely and I love just taking time to spend time with myself and just unplug a little. I know it's very much a luxury and a privilege to be able to do that, especially on a weekday, but it is just so nice. You could do this on the weekend. I really love it. And my last and final fifth current fave is just embracing my feminine. I feel like I'm someone who's naturally more masculine as I work for myself and I live by myself. So I'm very much like a provider for myself. And I feel like that's a lot of masculine energy, but I've really been embracing my feminine and wearing skirts and dresses more and having fun with makeup and just like doing all the little girly things. And I've just been really loving it. So I encourage you to embrace your feminine, whatever that means for you and whatever that feels like for you. Really tap into that. And it might just make you feel a little more confident, sexy, and hotter. Okay, now on to 75 hot, 75 days to being hotter, healthier, happier, and more confident. How we are going to reinvent ourselves this fall. I think I'm going to do a little post on the Morning Ray podcast Instagram. I know you guys love the little challenges that I create and we do together. Maybe we can start this October 1st officially because it's fall this weekend. So we could start it October 1st so that we're starting on like the first day of a new month. But okay, number one, waking up by 7:30. I know normally I'm like, guys, before 8, I try to be a little soft on you, but I think like 7:30, if you have to be up earlier, but my goal is to be up by 7:30 every single day. I just feel so much more productive and better about myself when I wake up earlier, and I love mornings and I don't want sleeping in to take my mornings away from me. So waking up at 7:30 every day, except weekends, we don't have to do that. Fuck that on the weekends. Making my bed every day. I do this every day, but I feel like so many people don't. Like I always say, clear space equals a clear mind. And I have read so many things that say making your bed every day makes you a more productive person. So why not? Why wouldn't you do such a simple thing? Also, it's so much nicer to get into a made bed every night. Like when you have a fitted sheet, first off, I used to sleep on, for lack of better words. I used to like sleep on fitted sheets. I hated them. I'd always not use them for the longest time when I was growing up. And honestly, integrating it into my bedding situation has been a life-changing thing. I just feel so cozy and comfy, and I love when it's tucked so perfectly into the side of my bed. I feel like I'm just like tucked in perfectly. You know when you're younger and your parents tuck the comforter around you? Like, that's what it feels like. It just feels like a nice hug, especially as a single gal. You get this. You just want to feel held, and my flat sheet does that for me. But if you don't make your bed in the morning, then you don't get this experience because your sheets are all loose and all over the place. So make your bed every day. One, to have a clear space equals a clear mind. Two, to be more productive. And three, so you can have a nice nighttime experience. You're thinking of your future self. Okay. Hot girls make their beds, and hot girls have flat sheets in which they love. Every single day, we are going to get ready. That means hair, skincare, makeup, an outfit. I like to put on workout clothes as soon as I wake up because otherwise the workout isn't going to happen. It's an accountability tool for me, and I'm sure it would be a great accountability tool for you as well. I think when we get ready every single day, take the time. Like, it is cool to care and to take care of yourself. I'm not saying do full glam, but like, do the things that make you feel confident, feel sexy, feel hotter every single day. When we're consistent with that, that energy and that impact compounds on itself and it builds, and it becomes this bigger thing, right? So like, style your hair in whichever way that is. Do your skincare. Right now, I'm really in love with my skincare routine. I feel like for a minute there, I wasn't liking some of my products, but I'm really loving it right now. You guys know I'm a Rode fan. I've gone through like 3 bottles of it now. I'm on my 3rd bottle. Really been loving the Garnier micellar water for waterproof makeup. I use that to take off my makeup at night. The Rode glazing milk, the Caudalie Vino Perfect Serum. I honestly love this more than like a typical vitamin C. I find sometimes other vitamin C serums are kind of sticky and tacky, and this one feels great. It makes my skin look great. Been loving doing that with also the SkinCeuticals Teox serum. It's new from them. It's the peptide serum for wrinkles or fine lines and glass skin. You can go look on their website, but it is truly incredible. They did send it to me, but I have been loving it so much. My skin just feels so hydrated, so plump, and looks like glass from using it. I've only been using it for about a week now, but I've really been loving it, and it doesn't feel thick or heavy on the skin. I love going in with my Foreo Bare 2 to help tighten and depuff my face. It's a micro current device. It's the same sort of thing as like the New Face. I love doing that, or a Gua Sha. And then I'll go in with an eye cream. I've really been loving the Caudalie Resveratrol. I'm gonna butcher this so bad. Resveratrol Lift Eye Cream. It's in this little like pink packaging, and that has this metal applicator, so it feels really cooling underneath your eyes, and it's supposed to depuff and hydrate and like lift the eyes. So I really love how that feels. Again, I've only been using this one for about a week, but just like in terms of feeling and like the instant look, like my eyes definitely look less puffy. I get puffy eyes very easily when I wake up, but I really love it. None of these products irritate my skin. I do have sensitive skin, and I really have been loving the Charlotte Tilbury Magic Water Cream. I have come to learn that I really prefer a more lightweight moisturizer. I was using the Merit Perfect Skin like moisturizer that they just came out with, and I love the Perfect Skin, I think that's what it's called, the serum from Merit. But for me, the moisturizer felt too heavy, and I just prefer like a gel cream situation or just like a lightweight moisturizer. So I've really been loving the Charlotte Tilbury Magic Water Cream. A good alternative from the drugstore is the Neutrogena Hydro Boost. In terms of like feel, like that's a drugstore moisturizer that I really love. And then I always finish off during the daytime with sunscreen. I really have been loving the Tatcha Silk sunscreen. It's a mineral sunscreen. I prefer minerals for my face. I don't know, I just like a physical sunscreen more. And the reformulation and new packaging for the Tatcha Silk sunscreen is immaculate, and it's honestly so satisfying to pour out of the bottle. Really been loving that. I was really liking the Dream Beam in like the bronze color for when I was more tan, but I find now that my face is a bit paler going into fall, it looks a bit splotchy on me, and that's my number one pet peeve. So I've just been going in with the Tatcha Silk sunscreen, but that's my skincare routine. I'm consistent with it. I know when I'm consistent with using all my skincare products, I've learned less is more. I know that was like a lot, but it really is just simple. Doesn't really change. I don't really like do different things on different days anymore. I used to do skin cycling and all of that, but I don't use. I feel like when it comes to investments and saving our money and pretty much anything with regard to financial literacy, we are left to our own devices. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. I personally love Acorns. It's made investing so much simpler and so much easier for me. Head to acorns.com/Alana or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Alana. I recently discovered this really cool supplement. You guys know I'm always up to try new health and wellness things, whether it be the supplements I'm taking, the way I'm eating, how I'm moving my body, the little wellness practices and habits and rituals that I'm integrating into my day-to-day life. And I've been taking this supplement, MitoPure, from Timeline for the past few months. And it's really cool because it helps with muscle health, recovery, strength. And you guys know that I'm so adamant about training for health, for endurance, for athleticism, and also for longevity in my life, to be able to still have good mobility and movement as I continue to age. I think it's really important to take care of your health when you're young and you still have it, and to not take it for granted. And I feel like MitoPure is the perfect supplement for that in my life. It is super easy to take. You can take 2 soft gels a day for as little as 2 months and start seeing significant improvements in your cellular energy, muscle strength, and endurance. After around 4 months, which I'm hitting around that point right now, you'll feel yourself getting stronger, recovering faster after workouts, which is so key, especially with me who cross trains all the time. And you also experience less inflammation. That's something that I struggle with a lot, especially if I'm training more intensively. And I feel like I've definitely have noticed a difference. My fingers are less inflamed. I feel like my face is less inflamed. My muscles recover so much better from workouts. So if you are curious in learning more about MitoPure from Timeline or trying it out for yourself, Timeline is offering 10% off your first order of MitoPure. You can go to timeline.com/Alana. That's timeline.com/Alana, A-L-L-A-N-A, for 10% off your first order of MitoPure. Thank you, Timeline, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Retinol or anything. My road cleanser has a chemical exfoliant in it, and so does the Caudalie Vino Perfect. So I feel like I'm covered there. But I just feel like this routine, my skin really loves. I'm not breaking out from it. I only really break out if I have too much sugar, to be honest, at this point. But I just feel like my skin looks so clear and plump and glowy and glass-like. And I really just feel like this routine is working for my skin. and that is a confidence booster. Then I love doing my makeup. I always just go for something light. You guys know I've really been loving my Rode pocket blush in, it's like toasted teddy, I think. I could be wrong. It's the second darkest shade, but really love that. And then I love putting on a cute little workout set. I've been loving Lululemon. I love Aloe. I love Crop Shop Boutique. You guys know. And I honestly, then making coffee at home, there is something just so satisfying when you perfect your at-home coffee situation. If you guys can't figure it out, I have a video on my TikTok and on my Instagram as to how to make the perfect latte at home, whether you have a, like, espresso machine that you use like beans, or you have an espresso. I explain it all there. And then we go on a 30-minute walk. You guys know I've been loving my 30-minute walk with ankle weights, and I do this if I'm not doing an early morning workout. If I am doing an early morning workout, it's Pilates, whether it's mat or reformer, going on a run, or doing berries. But I really love the 30-minute walks with ankle weights. I use Bala ankle weights. They're linked in my Shop My, but I'll link them below for you guys. And I love habit stacking, getting ready, making my coffee, and going for my walk with listening to podcasts. I always just feel so much better about myself when I'm on top of my podcasts. I went through a period of time where I wasn't listening to any podcast, and I really did notice a difference, especially when it came to like my own podcast. I felt like I didn't have as much like self-learning or self-growth going on, because I feel like the shows that I listen to for the most part challenge my perspective and the way I view things. They're very much like self-improvement focused, but some of them are more entertainment. So I really love Mel Robbins. You guys know I absolutely love Mel. Note to Self by Peyton Sarden. I feel like we have very similar vibes. She's just a bit older than me. What We Said with JC and Chelsea, definitely more entertainment, but sometimes they'll throw in some self-care, self-improvement stuff in there. And then for more like entrepreneurial, businessy things, I love listening to certain episodes of The Skinny Confidential. I wouldn't say it's a show where I listen to every single episode anymore, but if there's a guest or a topic that seems super interesting or inspirational to me, or intriguing or whatever, then I'll click on it. The four podcast shows that I'm always listening to are Mel Robbins, What We Said, Note to Self, and The Skinny Confidential. Sometimes I'll put on Date Yourself instead if I need a little bit of a pep talk, if I feel like I'm getting in my head around dating and my self-esteem with regard to dating and whatnot. I listen to that, but I love habit stacking it while I'm getting ready, while I'm making my coffee, usually what I do. And I highly recommend this. Or maybe, I don't know, some people are like, you have to eat before you have your coffee, but I honestly can have coffee on an empty stomach and it doesn't give me any issues, but you do you. I love brushing my teeth and then going and making my coffee so that I can then have my coffee while I'm doing my skincare and everything. And then I'll be listening to my podcast while doing all of this. The next thing on our 75 hot challenge is to read a book consistently. It doesn't have to be every day, but most days. I see my highest self as someone who reads more often than not. It can be a rom-com, it can be a thriller, it can be a self-help book, it can be a nonfiction book, whatever it is, just read consistently, whatever that looks like for you. The next thing I'm doing to reinvent myself this fall is to stay on top of my work and not procrastinate. I have this habit, and I forgot what the theory is called. I've spoken about it before, but basically, no matter how much time you give yourself, what is this theory? Give me a second. You guys were probably shouting it at me, but it's Parkinson's Law. Basically, the concept is that work expands to fill the time given to complete it. So since I have so much anatomy over my schedule and I don't have to be in the office from 9 to 5, or I'm not in school where I have someone like holding me accountable and classes taking up my time and I have all these commitments, I find that I procrastinate and push off things that I have to do. I still get them done on time, but because I have so much time, the tasks take so much more time because of Parkinson's Law. But I really want to break this habit because I hate it. I hate it. I never used to be this person because I was always so busy and had so many different time constraints, especially in high school and middle school. When I was in school, obviously, I was dancing full-time competitively outside of that, so I had like limited time to do my homework and see my friends, etc. My goal for 75 Hot is to stay on top of my work and not procrastinate, and this can apply to school assignments and projects projects and tasks at work, just like getting ahead of deadlines, utilizing my planner and Google Calendar and keeping promises to myself. Like when I say I'm going to do a certain task that day or the next day, like actually following through and doing it. For me, it looks like batching content so that I'm always having this bank of videos that I can pull from and having like excess as opposed to like filming and then posting day of situation. You guys also know I've been on a mission to cook more meals at home, and that is a part of 75 Hot. Cooking meals at home that make us feel good. I really have been loving Factor meals, and HelloFresh is not sponsored at all. They have sponsored the pod in the past, but I've been paying out of pocket for these for the past few months. Like HelloFresh I've been doing all summer. Factor I incorporated a few weeks ago. But just like being consistent with making meals for myself at home, there is something so therapeutic about cooking for yourself. And I really do think the energy you put into your food is like what you get out of it. You could order healthy food out, but it's just not the same as making it yourself. And then like also grocery shopping for breakfast items outside of like my Factor and HelloFresh meals. So getting smoothie ingredients so that I stop buying smoothies out because I keep going to Nut Bar, which is a smoothie spot near me, and they're taking all my money and I cannot be spending $20 on a smoothie every single time I want it. But just like cooking meals at home, finding recipes that we like if we're not doing something like HelloFresh, or looking into a service like HelloFresh or Factor Meals if you think that is something that is going to help you stay consistent with not ordering takeout or dining out all the time. Drinking 2 liters of water a day. I used to be so freaking good at this, and I've been slacking lately, and I notice the difference. When I'm not drinking, my body gets inflamed. I'm not as regulated in terms of my digestion. I definitely feel more sluggish and tired. My skin and my lips are like more dull. So drinking at least 2 liters of water a day, sometimes incorporating an Element or a liquid IV in there if I've gone for a run or I've been in the sauna or whatever it is. And with that, being consistent with taking my vitamins every day, I've actually been pretty good, you guys. I know I said this a few weeks ago that I wanted to be consistent with it and then use my little pill organizer situation. And I've been doing that, and that has helped me so much. If you find you are inconsistent with the supplements that you are taking every single day, get one of those little pill organizers off of Amazon, like the ones that are like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I know those are like things that you see your parents or like grandparents using for all their medications, but like it's one of the unsexy things that I love doing, because making sure that I'm taking my vitamins and supplements, etc., consistently gives me the benefits and makes us sexier, healthier, hotter, happier. I take my Ritual or Seed probiotic. I kind of changed between the two depending what bottle I have on hand. Typically it's Ritual, but I also have Seed, which I'm going to be using next because I have two months worth of Seed in my little storage cabinet. But taking my probiotic, taking my iron, because we are a low iron girly, vitamin D, especially because we are going into the colder months and a lot of us are deficient in vitamin D, really making sure that I'm taking my Hormone Harmony, which is a hormone balancing supplement, really been enjoying that, or DIM, which is something I was taking before. And then because allergy season has been so brutal this year, I have never had allergies until more recently. I've been using bee propolis spray from Beekeepers. It tastes a little sweet. I don't know how else to explain it, but I just spray it 2 sprays in the morning, and that helps with allergies. It also helps if you have a sore throat or if you're getting sick for immunity. And then at night, I always make sure to take my magnesium. I take magnesium glycinate. The type of magnesium you take, if you're going to take it, is super important. And as always with any supplements, vitamins, consolidate your doctor, see what you need. It's important to like do that. But if you're taking magnesium at night, magnesium glycinate is the best from all the research that I've done and everyone that I've spoken to. If you take magnesium citrate, that is like a straight up laxative, and that is going to hurt your stomach. So stay away from that unless your doctor tells you you should be taking it. But magnesium glycinate is really good for muscle recovery, muscle relaxation, and it's really good for us as females. And then 2 other supplements that I swear by, they're not things that I take every single day. It's kind of a take as you need, but I really do love my Array bloat and Array constipation. Sometimes I can get a little backed up, and not to be TMI, but the Array constipation is great to just keep things regular. It doesn't give you any sense of urgency, which I literally hate from so many other laxative type products. It doesn't do that. It's non-addicting. It's not habit forming. And then if I'm feeling super bloated after a meal, maybe something didn't agree with me, or I ate a little bit past the point of fullness, I'll take Array Bloat capsules. I really, really like them. I do think I have a code, so I'll link that in the show notes so you can get, I think it's 15% off, but I really swear by pretty much any Array product. I also love their sleep supplement and the Calm supplement. This fall, we are doing self-care rituals one time a week that promote recovery. So it can be things like going to a sauna and ice bath, taking a cold shower if you don't have access to that. In Toronto, I really love going to ARC, Trove, Othership, red light therapy at Trove. I've really been loving incorporating red light therapy. Honestly, I just sleep in the red light therapy bed for like 15 minutes. It's a cute little power nap. Just doing like a self-care ritual once a week that really promotes recovery. I feel like taking the time to unplug and just give ourselves love in that way has been so beneficial, especially whenever I'm consistent with it. It's something that I look forward to. It's a way that helps manage my cortisol and stress levels overall. And it also just helps with recovery from all of my workouts that I've been doing. I've also been really into my hair health journey, as you guys know if you've been following me for a really long time. Once a week, I do a detox shampoo just to remove any buildup, and then I do a hair gloss. I feel like everyone's talking about hair gloss. You know that Madison Beer said that's how her hair is glossy and shiny, but I've been over here doing glosses for far longer than that, not to toot my own horn here. But I really love the way detox shampoo. I'll just use it as my first shampoo once a week just to get rid of any buildup. I really like it. I honestly just have a small bottle of it, like a travel size, the mini one, and it's lasted me a long time. A little goes a long way. And then for my gloss, I really like the Redken Acidic Color Gloss line, and I like the gloss treatment. So I'll use that. I also use the shampoo and conditioner. I used to have the heat protectant, but I was stupid and put it in my carry-on when I was going from London to Italy this summer, and it's more than 100 milliliters, so they had to take it away, which was so sad. But I really love the gloss treatment. I leave it in my hair for like 5-ish minutes, add conditioner, then rinse it out, and it's perfect. I also go to my hairstylist every 3 months or so for a gloss. I just think it makes my hair look healthier, shinier, and I feel like that just makes me feel so much more confident when I know I'm taking care of my hair. Hair is a confidence booster. I think when I style my hair, people are always like, why don't you leave your natural curls? For me, I just don't feel confident. I don't feel sexy with my curls. I feel childish. And so that's why I like take care of my hair so that when I'm styling it and whatnot, it looks healthy and it feels healthy and it's shiny and I just feel more confident and sexy. Hot girls also prioritize their sleep, and that is so important in reinventing yourself this fall. Sleep is so important. It's when our body detoxifies. It's when our body recovers. So many things happen when we sleep, and I feel like we don't prioritize sleep enough. We prioritize all the other things, and I always discuss this, but we prioritize what we're eating, how we're moving our bodies, like all of that stuff, but we forget about sleep. A consistent sleep schedule is everything. If you've never had a sleep schedule that's consistent, you wouldn't know how amazing it feels to be consistently going to bed and waking up at the same time every single day. My goal for 75 hot is to be in bed by 10:30, 11, and up by 7:30 every single day. Aim for the 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. Magnesium before bed. When I started taking magnesium for the first time, I realized that I was not sleeping as well as I could have been without it. It makes you sleep so well. Limiting scrolling before bed is also essential. Read your book instead. When we're looking at our phones, it's energizing us, and I find that I always have a worse sleep if I'm scrolling before bed. Read before bed. It's nice. We're unplugging. We're not consuming social media. And it's really relaxing. And I find when I read before bed, my eyes get tired and then I fall asleep a lot better. I think what really helps with creating a good sleep, what fosters a good sleep is creating a good sleep environment. So having really good sheets. If you are going to invest in anything, invest in your sleep situation. Good sheets, a comfy bed and pillows, cooler temperature, the lighting, everything. I love my sheets from Parachute Home. I have the linen sheets, and then from Cozy Earth, I don't know what they're called, but they feel like very like satiny and like cooling. They just feel so good. And then my bed is an ND mattress. I love it so much. I get so many compliments on this bed. Like, I can never get people out of, by people, I mean boys, I can never get them out of this bed. And then I also have Tempur-Pedic pillows that I got from Sleep Country, and they have literally changed my life. For so long, I just had Costco pillows. I would just buy whatever. And these Tempur-Pedic pillows have literally changed my life. I'm a side sleeper, side slash stomach, sometimes on my back, but they are incredible. And I feel like my life has been changed, especially pairing it with my ND mattress has truly just changed the game. Having a cooler temperature for when I sleep is so important. Like, I hate feeling hot. If I get too hot in my sleep, it will wake me up. So having a cooler temperature, I feel like, also puts me into a deeper REM sleep. And then having dim lights for when I'm getting ready for bed is so important. I have these smart bulbs from Amazon. I usually set them on either like a really low yellowy white light, or I'll put them on red, and it just sets the vibes. And they're super cheap. I think it's $20 for a pack of two, and it lasts for forever. And it's smart. It connects to your phone. It connects to Alexa. Creating a good sleep environment is so important and helps with your sleep so much. And paired with that, I love my Hatch alarm clock and sound machine. I cannot say enough good things about it. It was the best $200, $300, however much it was, I've ever spent. I was a bit skeptical before, as like, am I actually going to really like this? Is this alarm clock going to work so much better than just my freaking iPhone? Yes. The answer is yes. I love the sound machine. I have Night Rain for sleep. And then I love the Sunrise alarm clock. I haven't been using it, the Sunrise feature, as much right now because we do still have the earlier sunrises, but I use the ambient sunshine alarm. It's less alarming than the freaking iPhone alarm, because I feel like the alarm clock on the iPhone, the standard one, is literally traumatizing and gives me PTSD. And then I wake up in this high state of like cortisol and I'm shocked, and it just does not feel good. So Hatch sound machine. I have the Restore 2. I really love it. But if you don't have one, there is also lots of sleep sound machine playlists on Spotify. I don't know about Apple Music because I'm a Spotify girl. And then you can also use different alarm clocks underneath the sleep routine function on your alarm on your iPhone. And lastly, a part of 75 Hot and reinventing yourself this fall is, I think it's always important to visualize your goals and set goals and create a game plan for how you plan to take action on these goals. I love using Pinterest all the time. Always at the beginning of the year, I make a vision board and everything, but continuously throughout the year, I'm always just going on Pinterest. I have all my different boards, and I use that to continuously manifest and visualize how I want my life to look, feel, etc. You can also write out your goals in your journal. Mel Robbins was honestly saying that it is a lot easier to make goals in September and achieve them than it is at the beginning of the year, because you have a timeline. This goes back to Parkinson's theory. You are restricted to 4 months before the new year. You can make a game plan. You can achieve things. I feel like we are all wired that like September is really like the start of the new year. Like, it's a new season for us, because one, like, we always went back to school in September or end of August, depending where you live. But it's also a change in season. So it feels like a fresh start, feels like a new chapter, feels like a new page is turned, a blank slate. And I have really felt that this year more than ever. I feel like in the summer, I was just having fun, traveling, not really focusing on work so much. Like, obviously, I was working, but I wasn't grinding as hard as I am right now. I feel like I am so tunnel vision on work. I'm like so clear headed, and like, I can see exactly with what I want to do. I feel my purpose. I know what I'm supposed to be doing, and I haven't felt that in so long. Maybe it's my frontal lobe being fully developed with having just turned 25. I don't know what it is, but I feel like with September being here and it being fall, and just, I don't know, I just feel like all the little parts are falling into place, all the puzzle pieces are going into their proper places, and that is confidence boosting in itself. I feel like the imposter syndrome is slowly peeling off of me, and I just feel so much better. So write out your goals, create a game plan, like reverse engineer it, and you can do it. That is 75 Hot. I'll have it all summarized in a better situation. But these are all the things you can do, and I would love for you to do, and I think you should do, to reinvent yourself all, to find this hotter, healthier, happiest version of yourself that is super confident. On to confidence boosting things. These are some things that I spoke about in the past two episodes. episodes, but wear things for ourselves that make us feel sexy and hot. This is something I've been trying to do more, but little things like getting cute little matching cute PJ sets, whether it's from Victoria's Secret, or I saw H&M had really cute ones, or Amazon, or Brandy Melville, honestly, I really love them. Having a matching bra and underwear, whether it's, I love Skims personally, or Victoria's Secret honestly has really cute ones. My plan when I go to London in November is to go to Intimacy. It's a European lingerie bra situation store, and they have really cute things that are not super expensive. In a dream world, I'd have everything from For Love and Lemons, but it's expensive. Having a perfume that makes you feel really like sexy and sultry, a lipstick or lip gloss that you really like, a makeup look. Like for example, I've really been loving doing more like a brown, smoky, sultry eye look, and that's what makes me feel super hot and confident. Wearing heels more, wearing more dresses and skirts, really just like it makes me feel sexy and hot, and like I feel comfortable in these things, and it feels empowering. I think when we take time to wear and do things that make us feel hot and sexy, we hold ourselves taller, we hold ourselves higher, and that energy kind of ripples off of us. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, listening to It's Okay, I'm Okay by Tate McRae on repeat is truly confidence boosting, especially on your hot girl walk or on a run. I'm excited to try it on a run. I have not listened to music on runs because I've been going to run clubs and I've been raw dogging it, but it's just so confidence boosting, and I feel like it is really just continuously reminding me of the let them theory, the let them mindset. If someone or something isn't meeting your expectations, your standards, is asking something of you that isn't aligning of you, or they're doing something that like normally would impact you, just like let them. Don't ask or beg. Turn your energy inwards, focus on you, and let them do them and you do you. I think also with that, being carefree and just having fun, like have fun with life, like view life through rose-colored glasses a little bit, like have fun with the girls on a night out, whether it's dinner, going to the bar, whatever it is, just like have fun, like encourage yourself to be more free-spirited. I think like we can do all these self-care things and it's super important, but I don't think it's healthy to have such a rigid mindset and to be so stiff. Like, don't be uptight. We are being carefree. Like, the hot, sexy girl is just like carefree. She has her standards, she has her expectations. And if you meet them, if things meet them, great. But if they don't, she just lets them go. She goes in with no expectations as to how like things are going to happen. And like, just carefree, free spirited, not uptight, like just loose, fun energy. Also, deleting dating apps. I feel like we don't need external validation from the apps. We can give that validation to ourselves through doing the things that make us feel sexy and hot. We can practice our positive affirmations. We can buy ourselves flowers. We can take care of ourselves and our space and do the things that make us feel hot and sexy and confident. I love going on solo dates, taking myself for a little coffee, a drink, a meal, whatever it is. But honestly, fuck the dating apps. I'm really not for the dating apps. If I meet someone, I'm going to meet them out because my energy is going to be so great and I'm going to attract the right people into my life and the people that should be in my life. And if they don't serve me, we let them go. They're not meeting our expectations or treating us the way that we want to be treated. Bye-bye. On to the next. Thank you. Next, as Ariana Grande says. But I'm going to stop yapping your ears off. I think if you live in Toronto, you should come to my Hot Girl Sweat event. If you like this episode, make sure to let me know by leaving a review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can leave comments on Spotify and I love, love, love reading them and I can reply to them now. If you like this episode, if you think someone would benefit from it, send it to a friend. Let them know that this is for you. You should listen to this. I love you guys so much and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.